Welcome, Haven friends. This is your miracle moment with Prophetess Ayanta Taylor. This is your time to live the supernatural life by opening yourself up to receive a miracle. Simply believe. Believe all things are possible to him that believeth, and whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Let's employ God's spiritual and change our physical today. Unleash God's power from within. Live the supernatural and experience the impossible. Conceive it, believe it, speak it, achieve it, and receive it. For more information on Haven International and Miracle Moments, visit us at www.havenindeed.com. Like us on Facebook at Haven International, or follow us on Twitter at Haven INTL. Your miracle is here. This is your moment.
This is your moment, and your miracle is here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here. What seems impossible, supernatural is here. So believe it, receive it. What seems impossible, supernatural is here. So believe it, receive it, it's here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. Yes, this is your miracle moment. Your miracle is here. Somebody just receive it. This is your miracle moment, and your miracle is here. Today, let's make up our minds to believe God and to believe God wholeheartedly. I hear the Lord saying, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire, and it will achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Father, we thank you that your word is full of power and it will not return to you void. Your word will accomplish your desires and purposes in the lives of those under the sound of my voice. Father God, I thank you that your word has irresistible power and it is working in every trying situation and in every challenging situation that we would meet on today. Father, I thank you that we are tapping into limitless power in this season. For it is Jeremiah that says, let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. Let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. It's not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. Oh, somebody, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying this morning that we must speak his word faithfully. We must speak his word faithfully. We must believe his word wholeheartedly. Oh, Father, we thank you today I thank you, sweet, precious Holy Spirit, for your presence that is already in this place. Father, we thank you for being our true strength on today. Thank you for being the God who shields us. Thank you for being the God who is not only with us, but who lives in us and who operates his will and his power through us. We give you thanks and we give you praise and we give you glory. Father God, today we lift our eyes to the hill from whence comes our help. God, I thank you that our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You are the God of power. You are the all-sufficient one. And I thank you, God, that we do not men and resources. God, I thank you that our confidence is in you. I thank you, God, that you will not allow our foot to be moved. I thank you, God, for the angels. I thank you, God, that you keep us, oh God. And I thank you, God, that he who keeps us will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh, Father, we thank you that you are awake. You are awake, oh God. And I thank you that you are watchful. And I thank you that you are our keeper. Oh, somebody, I give God thanks and praise. Hallelujah. The Lord, he is our keeper. The Lord is our shade at our right hand. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for refreshing us on this new day. I thank you, God, that you are near to us. I thank you, God, that you are close to us and that you are never far. I thank you, God, that the sun shall not strike us by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, Spirit of the living God, I thank you that the Lord shall preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve our soul. The Lord shall preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and evermore. Father, make each and every one of us a channel of your energy, a channel of your blessings and your encouragement and your light. Father, today we say, not our will, but your will be done. Father God, not our word, but your word be done. God, we confess that we do not know all the facts, and God, we don't know everything that there is to know. God, but our knowledge is limited, hallelujah, that you are the infinite God. I thank you, God, that our experiences is limited, but you are the God that knows all things and sees all things. Oh, God, we thank you, and we stand on your word. We stand on your word, oh, God, that you already know all of our needs, hallelujah. And, God, I thank you. I thank you that you will give us everything needed from day to day to live for you. Father God, that is your word, and we stand on it. God, you meet us, hallelujah, in our dire needs. You meet us in our dire need. You meet us even at our point of despair. You meet us at the very point of death. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this, we give you praise, and for this, we give you glory. We bless your holy and your righteous name. I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, I was reading in the book of John. I was reading in the book of John, and I was asking the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, to increase my faith. Increase my faith, God, and just enlarge your territory within me. And as I was reading in John chapter 4 and verses 49 through 51, it says, the man said to him, Sir, come with me before my son dies. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Go your way. Your son will live. The man put his trust in what Jesus said and left. As he was on his way home, his servants met him, and they said to him, your son is living. Your son is living. Oh, this story talks about Jesus when he returned to Cana. He went to Cana. Everybody knows about Cana because that's where God did his first miracle, the miracle where he provided wine for the wedding feast. And while he was there, there was a royal official that heard that Jesus was nearby. And he came to Jesus asking him to heal his son. He came to Jesus and said, my son is dying of a fever. Could you heal? And he had heard about all the miracles that Jesus was doing, and he was like, my son is dying of a fever. Could you heal him? And this man was desperate. He was desperate. Now, Jesus didn't just jump up to follow him to go to his son's bedside. And the official persisted, asking him to heal his son. And Jesus healed the official's son without going to him. He healed the official's son, somebody, without going to him, without going to the house, without going to the place where the son's body was laying. This man proved that he was not like others, for he believed Jesus' promise of healing. He believed Jesus' promise of healing. And while he was traveling home on his way back to his son, he left Jesus and he went a different way. And as he was walking home, traveling to his home, he met his servant. And the servant came with joyous news. And the servant told him the boy lived. The boy lived. And the official said, when did he get better? He questioned his servant, when did he get better? And they explained that the boy's fever left him at the seventh hour. At the seventh hour. And in that moment, the trusting father who took Jesus at his word realized that was just the time that Jesus had spoken the words to him, your son will live. Somebody, under the sound of my voice, I'm here to tell you that this official trusted Jesus. He let his request and his petition be made. Jesus released a word, and he returned home by faith, and he received a joyous report that his son was healed, and that his son was healed at the very hour that Jesus spoke the word, your son will live. And as the official learned this, him and his entire house believed. The Bible said when the official learned this, him and his entire household believed. They believed that Jesus was a man of his word. When he was told a grieving father, child was sick, he healed him. And there was no question that it had happened. But people today are slow to realize that God is truthful above all others. The grieving father did well to trust as he walked home. What have you been praying for? What have you brought to the Lord? What is the petition that is in your heart? Somebody, it was not until he learned the reality of his son's healing that the whole truth became apparent to this man. Not only had his son been healed, but the man who healed him, that was the Messiah. I'm telling you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, Ayanta, in this season I'm making believers out of non-believers. I hear the Lord saying, I am manifesting myself in their situation. I hear the Lord saying that I am answering prayers. I hear the Lord saying, I have sent my word, and my word is working in the affairs of my people. And he said, and those people will know that I am the living God, that I am their resurrected Savior, and they will be at peace. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I hear the Lord saying today, make up your mind to believe wholeheartedly. Make up your mind to believe wholeheartedly. God doesn't want our faith to be partial. I want somebody to know that Jesus and Jesus alone can be trusted to be our truth. There is no other place that we can turn. There is nobody else that we can put our faith and our confidence in like God. somebody, I just want to encourage you today to believe God wholeheartedly. For Isaiah 107:20 says, He sent His word, and His word healed them, and it delivered them from their destruction. Somebody, God has already sent His word, and His word is working in our lives, in the affairs of our lives, and it is delivering us from our destruction. Somebody, Isaiah says, For as the rain and the snow came down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Jesus sent the word concerning the official's son and his healing. And the Bible said, at the very hour the word was sent, he was healed. Father God, I give you thanks and I give you praise and I give you glory. Father God, I thank you that your word brings hope, it brings faith, it brings salvation, and it brings healing. In the beginning, God sent the living word. Father God, I thank you that for me and these people under the sound of my voice, we receive your word, the living word, which brings God's love, salvation, and healing, and not just for our lives, God, but for the nations. God, I thank you that Jesus brought forgiveness, and he brought abundant life, and he brought the kingdom of God, and we give you thanks, and I give you praise, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And I thank you that in your word it says the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And so, God, today we just make up our mind that we will speak life. And I thank you, God, that we will eat the fruit of life today and every day after that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, this morning we come with one mind and we come in one accord. Hallelujah. We come with the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. And God, I thank you. We declare that we are the lenders, God, and not the borrowers. Father God, we declare that we are the leaders of nations. God, I thank you that we are above and not beneath. Father God, I thank you that we are the head and not the tail. I thank you, God, that our family will be saved, that everywhere I seek thread, you have given to us. We walk in authority because of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit living and active within us. For greater is he who is in you and I, my brother and my sister, than he that is in this world. Christ Jesus is our solid rock and our sure foundation. I declare that our feet is placed on solid rock, and we walk in expectation and anticipation. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the precious Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, thank you. I thank you for calling us. I thank you, God, for choosing us. I thank you, God, for marking us, God, for making us co-laborers with Christ Jesus to advance your kingdom here on earth. Father God, cause us to hear your voice clearly. Father God, cause us to see through spiritual eyes and to turn wholeheartedly towards you. God, we have been raised up for such a time like this. Oh God, reveal your highest purpose in us and teach us to prepare the way of the Lord. Teach us to prepare the way of the Lord. Oh Father, I thank you. I thank you that your word shifts things. I thank you, God, that your word spoken in this atmosphere on today is shifting things and situations in the lives of these people. Father God, I thank you that your word changes seasons. Father God, I thank you that your word even changes cycles. Father God, I thank you that your word brings things to life and it brings things to death in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, God, that those things that are supposed to live, your word is beginning to resurrect it on today. And God, I thank you that those things that you said shall be no more, that your word brings to an end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God, I thank you that your word creates a beginning, and it also establishes an end in everything concerning us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When we declare, we have the fullness of God in our mouth. When we open our mouth, it will be like a sword against the enemy. We are the people of Zion, and we will stand. Oh, we give you thanks, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are Jehovah God. You are Elion God. God, I thank you that your banner over us is love. You are the Most High God, and we bless you on today. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. We thank you, God, for our experiences, God. We thank you for every bad day, for every trying day, hallelujah, for every gloomy day. And God, we even thank you for our enemies. Father, we thank you that we have been planted for such a time like this to bring forth light, so that your glory will arise, that your glory will arise over us, that your glory will arise over our household. Father, let rivers of living water flow out of us for healing and for testimonies. For this is a new season. For this is a new season. This is a new day. This is a miracle moment. This is a brand new day. And all things have passed away, and all things have become new in Christ. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord in this place. We give you thanks, and we give you praise. Oh, somebody, God is stirring the atmosphere. God is stirring the atmosphere. This atmosphere is being stirred with the word of God, and it is not a call of Messiah, and it is preparing to Marasiki Rabayu to bring forth the manifestation of the promise in God's word concerning your life. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. We give you thanks, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus, for you are the Son of the living God. God, I thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, behold, I give unto you power to thread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Father God, today we break down barriers. Today we break down strongholds. Today we abolish and demolish strongholds in this place. Father God, let spells be broken. Let snares be destroyed. Let opposition fall. God, let resistance come down in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let unseen barriers fall. God, let the walls fall like the walls of Jericho. Let giants fall down like Goliath in the mighty name of Jesus. God, let embargo over every house be lifted. Let curses be spoken and broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, every curse was spoken against the lives of these people under the sound of my voice. Every negative pronouncement over their life, let it be broken this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we walk in our divine authority, and we command the enemy to loose our harvest. Take your hands off of our houses. Take your hands off of our family. Take your hands off of our affairs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, we break the spirit of betrayal. We arrest every device of the enemy. God, in the name of Jesus, we command divine release. We command a divine release today. We command a divine release right now. In the name of Jesus, we break every resistance to our breakthrough. We break every resistance to the blessing. In the name of Jesus, we break every resistance to our deliverance. We break every resistance to the blessings coming to our hands on today. We break every resistance to our healing, to our restoration. We demolish every stronghold Father, today, today, hallelujah, we command freedom. We command freedom, and we loose every captive. We command freedom. We command liberty. We arrest the spirit of infirmity. We arrest the spirit of lack. We arrest the spirit of sickness and disease. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh yes, oh yes. Oh, yes, today we wage war with everything that is contrary to the word of God in our lives. Oh, somebody open up your mouth and say, I wage war. I wage war. I stand in the authority that I have in Christ Jesus, and I wage war with everything that is contrary to the word of God in my life. Father God, let every false spirit, and let every spirit be loosed and severed from our minds and from our bodies and from our souls. Stop spirit, unclean spirit, spirit that are not like Christ. You come out of this place, and you leave this atmosphere, hallelujah, because you are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. God, let every abnormal struggle be broken from our lives today in Jesus' name. Father God, let every abnormal symptom that we are experiencing be broken from our lives in Jesus' name. Father God, let everything that is out of order come into order today. Let it come into divine order in Jesus' name. Father God, let strife and families be removed today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, let division in marriages, God, be repealed today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, word says that our marriages will be a mirror. God, word says that our marriages are images of the church's relationship to Christ. I thank you, God, that you're bringing marriages into divine order on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes. I thank you, God, for those who are married under the sound of my voice. God, that you are performing miraculous in their lives. And I thank you, God, that even the marriages are coming into divine order. I thank you, God, that that marriage that looked like it was dying and leading to destruction, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that that marriage is taking on life. And I thank you, God, I stand in your word that that marriage becomes an image of the church's relationship to you. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that even deception in ministry is coming to an end. I thank you, God, that even ministries are coming into order. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, that every ministry will be that church that will be, God, without blemish and without spot and without wrinkle. Father God, I thank you, hallelujah. I declare a new family. I declare a new family tree, hallelujah, for each person under the sound of my voice. I declare a new connectivity for each person under the sound of my voice. And I thank you, God, that Jesus is the vine. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And I thank you, God, that we are deeply rooted in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and everything that has been out of order has come into divine order, and every abnormal struggle has been broken, and every abnormal symptom is no more. God, I give you glory, hallelujah, that your word is working. Your word is working as we work it. Father God, let sickness be left from Narakiro Yara Basir. Sickness and with disease, we walk away from it unto day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, let sickness leave our bodies. Let cancer leave our bodies. By the wounds of Jesus, we were healed. I was healed. You were healed. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus took 39 stripes for our healing. And Father God, I thank you that because of that, we can stand in this place today, and we can testify that we are healed. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the Lamb of God. I speak over diabetes, and I claim healing for those people under the sound of my voice. Oh, yes. I speak over spirits of arthritis. And I declare healing for those people under the sound of my voice. I speak to lupus. I speak to kidney disease. I speak to sickle cell. I speak to heart trouble. I speak to heart murmur. I speak to liver problems. I speak to asthma. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I speak to back pain and spirits of infirmity. And I declare healing. Not a so-called fire for the people under the sound of my voice. Because of the wound of Jesus, by the wound of Jesus, because of the strength that Jesus took, I thank you, God, that healing is being made manifest in this place. It is God who sent his word, and because his word was sent, we receive healing even right now to our bodies. We receive healing to our physical body right now. Father God, I thank you for the release of the anointing in this place, and I thank you, God, that bodies are being healed and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I speak to our finances on today. Oh, I speak to our finances on today. Finances, hallelujah, come into line. Finances come into line because our God, he has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Oh, God, where it said, I will make you the lender and not the borrower. Somebody, God's word says, I will make you the lender and not the borrower. Father God, I thank you. Oh, my brother and my sister, see your needs being met on today with left over so that you can be a blessing. Somebody in this atmosphere right here and right now, see your harvest coming in. See your baskets being filled. See your cup running over. Father God, I thank you. As it pertains to me and these people under the sound of my voice, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God seen begging bread, not his children. Never are the righteous forsaken. Never are the righteous forsaken. And God, I thank you that as we believe it, as we receive it, that we will experience it. Father God, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak even to addictive behaviors on today. I speak to spirits of alcohol and drug abuse and gluttony. You have no control over God's people. You have no control over these people under the sound of my voice because Jesus has set us free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I thank you, God, that is it. Your word is the final authority, and our freedom has been settled in the mighty name of Jesus. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, somebody be free. Be free from a yoke of fear. Be free from a yoke of anxiety and worry and stress. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Oh, yes, today we speak to uncontrollable habits in the mighty name of Jesus. Today we speak to uncontrollable habits. God, I thank you that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Father, thank you for we are being sanctified by the truth. Your word is truth. Your word, oh God, that truth that we have hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. We might not sin against you. And so today, we choose to present our bodies to God as a living and holy sacrifice, and the members of our bodies as instruments of righteousness. Today, we choose to renew our mind by the living word of God in order that we may prove that the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. We put off all self with all of its evil practices and put on the new self. We put off the things of old. We put off the things of old and all of its practices. And today we put on the new self. We declare that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Or somebody see yourself being a new creation. See negative cycles broken. See yourself on a new path. Today we put on the new. God, I give you thanks and praise that for me and these people. We declare that we are in Christ. And as we are in Christ, we are God's child. and we have been justified, and we are united with the Lord, and we are one with him in spirit. We are complete in Christ Jesus. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. We are free from condemnation. We are assured that all things work together for good. We cannot be separated from the love of God. We are confident that God works. God works. God works in our lives. God works in our lives to do a good work. God, I thank you that we are confident that the good work that God has begun in us, that it will be perfected. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has given us a sound mind. And today we find God's grace and mercy in the very time of need. Today we find his grace. Today we find his mercy in the time of need. We are the salt and the light of the earth. We have been chosen and we have been appointed to bear fruit. We are God's workmanship. God, I thank you that today, because we are in you, we can approach you with freedom and confidence. God, just like, God, I give you thanks and praise, the official approach you. We also approach you on today. And we know, God, that we have the victory. And we know, God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God, I declare, hallelujah, we are the kingdom of light. We are the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. We are the bride of Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we accept the leading of the Holy Spirit. We trust only in the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare, hallelujah, 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 that we have victory, that we have victory, that we have victory. Oh, Father, I thank you that as we speak your word, the word of faith, its infinite power is bringing forth astounding results. The infinite power of the word of God, the word of faith, is bringing forth astounding results in our lives as believers. I thank you, God, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, every test is becoming a testimony. God, I thank you, hallelujah. I thank you, God, every test is becoming a testimony. God, I thank you. I see the power of the Holy Spirit working in the midst of dead things. God, in the midst of what looks like dead situations. God, I thank you in the midst of health, in the midst of finances. God, I thank you that the dead thing, hallelujah, that we need to live is taking on life. I thank you, God, that situations that seem to be leading to death is taking on life. I thank you, God, that declining health that's leading to death is taking on life. I thank you, finances, hallelujah, that's taking on life in this atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, God, that these things are being resurrected by your word. God, I thank you by your word. It is your word that is producing a miracle in the lives of these people under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you that you are the rock of our salvation, and we can stand on you. We can stand on your promises. God, you are the enduring stone on which the Father has built our salvation, and you are the only foundation on which we can stand. You are the only foundation upon which we can build a life of significance. God, we thank you that our lives are built upon you and it's built upon your word. And you are our victory and you are our keeper and you are our abiding place and you are good and your mercy is forever. And your mercy is forever. Hallelujah, somebody. God's mercy is forever. You are Jehovah. You are the Most High God. You are the God, however, you are the Messiah that fights every one of our battles. And God, I thank you that whom you have blessed, no man can curse. God, I thank you. Oh, my brother, my sister, you are a blessed child of God. You are a blessed child of God. And absolutely no weapon formed against you is able to prosper in your life. No weapon formed against you is able to prosper in your life. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that this season is the end of us being manipulated. Thank you, God, that this season is the end of us being intimidated. Father God, I thank you that this season is the end of us being dominated by circumstances, negative circumstances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I thank you that because we met you, God, that because we met you, because we abide with you, God, hallelujah, that we can live by your word, hallelujah. God, that we can rest in your word, that we can rest in your word, hallelujah. God, I give you thanks and praise that you sent your word. God, I give you thanks and praise, hallelujah, that you sent your word. Somebody, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Father God, I thank you that because of the miracle working power of Jesus, through God's word, hallelujah, that our mouth is being filled with laughter unto day. Somebody under the sound of my voice, God is filling your mouth with laughter. God is filling your mouth with laughter. Somebody under the sound of my voice, God, he is filling your mouth with laughter unto day. Your heart is being filled, hallelujah, and it's being filled with joy. And your enemies, they are drowning unto day. God, I thank you, hallelujah. Just like the Egyptians drowned in the Red Sea, somebody's enemies are drowning unto day. Father God, I thank you that for me and these people, we stand still and we see the salvation of the Lord. I thank you, God, that walls have crumbled down in this place today, God, like the walls of the city of Jericho. And I thank you, God, that bands have been loosed and prison doors have swung wide open. Father God, I thank you so much. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, we give you thanks and we give you praise. I thank you, God, for the supernatural. I thank you, God, for your word, which is working and producing supernatural results in the lives of these people under the sound of my voice. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God, hallelujah. You are the omnipotent God. You are the God, hallelujah, Elohim. God, let your limitless blessings overtake and overshadow these people under the sound of my voice unto day. Father God, we choose to walk in your power. We choose to give witness to the resurrection power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you so much. Somebody, I heard somebody say one time, if you've got any rivers you think are uncrossable, if you've got any mountains you cannot tunnel through, God specializes in things thought impossible. He'll do for you what no one can do. If you've got any rivers you think are uncrossable, any mountains you can't tunnel through, know this. Our God, he specializes in things thought impossible. He'll do for you what no one can do. Father God, I give you thanks, and I give you praise, and I give you glory. I bless your holy and your righteous name. Father God, I thank you for your grace that is upon each and every one of our life. And I thank you because of your grace and because of faith that we will experience miracles. Father God, I thank you for meeting us in this place on today. And I seal this prayer in the mighty, marvelous, majestic name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for being our Lord. I thank you for being our Savior. I thank you for being our Redeemer, and I thank you for being our King. My Haven friends, God bless you on today. Believe God wholeheartedly. Believe God wholeheartedly. I tell you the truth. I believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe miracles, signs, and wonders follow those who believe. Remember, this is your moment. Your miracle is here. This is your moment. Your miracle is here. I love you with an everlasting love. God bless you. Walk in expectancy today.
Thank you, Haven family and friends, for joining Miracle Moment with Prophetess Ayanta Taylor. We challenge you to increase your faith, supersize your expectancy, take a leap forward, and position yourself to receive a miracle today. To play back this call, dial 530-881-1499, or you can listen and download it at www.haventl.org. Go to the prayer page and click on the prayer cast. Be sure to share this call with someone today. Remember, as you give, you receive. We ask you to be a miracle and sow a financial seed in any amount by faith in support of the vision of Haven International at www.haventl.org or by mail at P.O. Box 2234 Powder Springs, Georgia 30127. We thank you in advance. Be a miracle today, and remember, this is your moment. Your miracle is here.
This is your moment, and your miracle is here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here. What seems impossible, supernatural is here. So believe it, receive it, it's here. What seems impossible, supernatural is here. So believe it, receive it, it's here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here. This is your moment, and your miracle is here. This is your